And in fact, they were afraid that it would show the same deviationist tendencies that Shabtai Tzvi's movement did. And they went after the Hasidim tooth and nail, hammer and tong. The first Cherem that we have is in 1772 by the rabbis of Vilna. And it was signed by rabbis throughout the area. And it literally excommunicated the Hasidim from the Jewish people. But here again, we have the example of what I have mentioned to you many times, that excommunication is rarely an effective tool. Cherem is rarely an effective tool. And it was certainly not an effective tool against the Hasidim. The Cherem would be renewed 15 years later, and I'll bring next time a copy of the Cherem for you to look at with the signature of the Gaon of Vilna as the first signatory. But again, it was unsuccessful. And in its being unsuccessful, in fact, it guaranteed the success of Hasidus. What the Misnagdim were able to do was turn Hasidus away from otherwise extremist tendencies. And what happened was that the Chassidim influenced the Misnagdim, and the Misnagdim influenced the Chassidim. So that within 60, 70 years, peace could be made between them, because the differences, though noticeable, were no longer as extreme and no longer as deep. But originally, the war against them was without quarter. And we'll see that after the death of the Gaon of Vilna, and we'll have a special session on the Gaon himself, after the death of the Gaon of Vilna, terrible means were used. Jews informed upon other Jews to the Russian government. The Misnagdim tried to use the Russian government to break the Hasidim. And the Hasidim retaliated in kind. And you have here the beginning of a civil war. And if it would not have been for the later generations of Chaim Volozhiner, the Tzemach Tzedek, others who modified it and who moved towards reconciliation and who, so to speak, ignored the Cherem, you would have had a complete split within the Jewish people. But the success, the early success of Hasidus, brought about an extremely strong reaction, the reaction of the Misnagdim, and they pursued the Chassidim without quarter, without mercy, because they were confident that the Chassidus would lead to the ruin of traditional Judaism, a fact that that history shows was an overreaction. But on the other hand, if they would not have protested, and then the Chassidus would not have become more conservative, so to speak. We don't know exactly how it would have happened. So next time we'll continue on this.